Welcome to Ocean Within, the sacred art of listening to your inner voice. I'm Claire Elizabeth, and I am honored to be your guide. During this course, you'll learn technologies of mind, body, and spirit, some of which I learned from wise elders who walk on two legs, and others I learned from the deep wisdom of the ocean. Blessings on your journey inward. Now, let's dive in. Lesson 1. You already sense your inner voice more than you realize. You may or may not hear things, but you do sense things in one way or another. For most people, it's a feeling. The infamous gut feeling. Those times when you feel punched in the gut by someone's words, or when you get nauseous thinking about something, or the sometimes more pleasant butterflies in your stomach that you feel in anticipation of a performance or a date with your crush. Your inner voice is broadcasting in your direction all the time. The first step to deepening your connection with your inner voice is to pay more attention to it. And the trick to doing that is to release the cacophony of mind and heart chatter that are competing with your inner voice for attention, affection, and control. The first technique we're going to practice is called grounding. It's my go-to tool for pretty much anything, and it can do wonders for ridding yourself of the aforementioned thoughts and feelings that are distracting you from your inner voice, or disagreeing with it, or desperately trying to keep you from listening more intently, because if you do, you might let go of an unhealthy pattern that your unconscious mind has grown accustomed to. And what we grow accustomed to, even if it's unhealthy, somehow makes us feel safe. So, with that understanding, let's bust that game and take the upper hand, making it clear that you want to follow your deepest knowing, your deepest intuition, your inner voice. It starts with grounding. You may know of grounding from the electrical system in your house. Those three-pronged plugs have two prongs for electrical currents and one for grounding. The grounding wire connects you to the earth, to the ground. That way, any excess electricity will be routed into the ground and not into your house, your appliances, or into you. This prevents circuits being blown as well as more serious problems like fires. When you ground your body, the same thing happens. Excess electricity that is on its way to blowing your circuits is grounded out. It's released into the ground. For humans, this excess electricity is things like stress, pain, dirty looks from your boss, road rage, and all that pesky mind and heart chatter. Basically, all the things you could do without. The process is simple. Imagine a line of energy that goes from the base of your spine, the very end of your tailbone, to the center of the earth. It's like you're creating a very long energetic tail. You can envision a simple line of color, a waterfall, one of my favorites, a chain of monkeys, anything. The important thing is that you've created a connection of attention between your body and the center of the planet. Notice that I said this connection is of attention. That's the stuff it's made of. Attention. Many of the techniques you'll learn in this course are techniques of attention. I'll ask you to imagine something, and when you do, your attention will go there, as long as you focus on what I've asked you to imagine. And that, my friend, is the first lesson of magic. Attention grows things. Plants grow better when you talk to them. Children calm down when you give them your undivided attention. And the techniques you're about to learn will make you feel like a wizard when you pay for them with your one and only magical currency, attention. And here's the best part. These techniques are technologies of mind, emotions, energy, and spirit so the laws of physics do not apply. When you imagine a grounding cord, you, of course, don't grow a physical tail, but you do grow an energetic, emotional, spiritual one. You do have a way to release that you didn't before. You can let go of patterns that no longer serve you. You can change your experience of reality, because experience is personal. It's internal. You cannot always change your circumstances, but you can change your internal state. Always. Here are the first two tools to do so. Start with grounding. Simply imagine a line of energy connecting your tailbone to the center of the planet. Go ahead and try it now. Great. Now, allow this connection, this grounding cord, to release anything and everything into the earth that isn't you or isn't useful to you. Let your stress, pain, anger, frustration, shoulda, woulda, couldas, let them all drain away out of your cells and into the earth. Perfect. Now, just postulate, that is, decide that it is so, that this process continues as we move on to the next technique. So now that you've created a grounding cord and you're releasing, you're creating space. Space in your body, your mind, your spirit. So the next technique is to fill up those spaces that you've just created. We'll do that with what I call a golden sun. It's a giant ball of golden healing energy that you allow to come into the top of your head to fill you up. So just create, in your imagination, a giant ball of golden healing energy above your head. You can even reach up and feel it. Then allow that healing energy to come into your body, mind, spirit, and fill up all the empty spaces you created through grounding and releasing. You might feel a bit energy drunk on this golden sun, so it's always a good practice to bend over forwards and touch the ground with your hands after bringing in a golden sun. That way you can get the benefits and still stay present for the rest of your day. There's a Chinese proverb that says, running water cleans itself. And to me, that's just plain good sense. If you've ever had a problem with your washing machine, or for some other reason had stagnant water, you know that it doesn't smell too nice. Bogs and swamps have a similarly unpleasant odor. But running water, whether it's in your washing machine, a river, or the ever-churning and sloshing ocean, stays clean because of the constant motion. And this is what you create when you get the energy moving in your body. When you release through your grounding cord and then bring in clean, healing energy in the form of golden suns, you're creating a self-cleaning system. And as you clean your internal, mental, emotional, energetic system using these two tools, you'll find that your inner voice begins to come through more easily. Be kind, compassionate, and patient with yourself. Remember, this is just the beginning. Next week, we'll dive into all the ways your inner voice can talk to you, what it might sound or feel like, what kind of information to expect, and how to encourage it further. In the meantime, your homework for this week is to take time each day to listen to the meditation audio that's just below this audio on the Module 1 page. Listening once will be relaxing. Listening every day will be transformative. What I've found with my students over the years is that it's best to have a specific spot in the house where you sit and to set a regular time each day to listen. Just like any habit, this one will take a little while to take root, and creating a regular routine will help speed that along. Of course, once you see how good this feels, you just might get hooked. That's what happened to me. Happy listening, and I'll see you next week with Lesson 2.